My name is Nadia. I'm 15 years old. Today is November 30th, 2017, and I'm speaking with my mom, who is named Zahra. We are recording this interview in Huntington Beach, California. So, Mom, how would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Friendly. Anything? Sociable.
Is that it? Yeah.
Fun?
Okay. What is something that you're passionate about?
Cooking. Having my best of my life.
So, positive person?
Positive, yeah. I'm positive.
So, what were you like as a child?
Radioactive. Friendly. Playful. I like to play.
So, you spent most of your time doing playing?
Yeah, play outside with my friend. Biking, running, reading, having fun with my friend.
So describe your childhood. How was it?
My childhood, I had a really good childhood. I lived with the big family. Six cousins, six uncles, my aunt, you know. My friends, you know, we always been together. Having lunch and dinner in a big group of family, hanging out with them, socialize with them, play.
Was there anything hard about your childhood ever? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Tehran and actually I had a good childhood. I was going to school, coming back with the bus and...
So would you say like the stigmas about Iran are wrong in terms of your childhood?
Definitely, the way the people view Iran from here is totally different than the way we grow up. We grow up in loving, caring family. And my family is a middle-class family, you know. We didn't have any problem as far as that, you know, obeying the government. You know, everything was good. We had a good family. We have food on the table, fun, family together, enjoying family. Party.
Were there any moments when you were scared of the government? Or is there anything the government ever did that you guys feared?
The only thing I didn't like about the government, it was pushing women to have a scarf, you know, to cover your head with the scarf. Otherwise, and then we have to obey the law. That was the law in Iran. If you go outside, you have to cover your head. But inside home, no. You don't have to. When you are with your friends and family inside home, you don't have to cover.
Yeah.
But outside, that's the rule you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the...
Yeah, and you don't wear a hijab in America.
No,
so.
I don't wear hijab in America because I don't believe in hijab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, on another topic, what was one of the most difficult moments of your life?
Actually, when Iraq... You know, invade Iran, and we was in a war for 7 years. That was my teenager's time, you know. We was in a war. Actually, Tehran wasn't that much damaged because it was far away from the area.
Yeah.
It was the war going on, mm-hmm. you know. And but
the conflict zone.
The conflict zone. You know, we was far away from the conflict zone, but... Still, at the end, you know, Iraq government was saying they're gonna bomb and they was get hold of the lot of missile. They can attack Tehran. And that was the fear from people in Tehran. And then city around Tehran, the war is gonna come up to the Tehran too. And during that war time, I was teenager. I was between the age of... Like, you know, 9 to 16, 17, I was in wartime and watching and hearing the fear of they're going to bomb you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to lose your house, your friends, your family. That was scary.
So that was, you grew up, you know, the later part of your childhood in a... You know, time of war.
Yeah, time of war.
But
yeah.
So, were you born when Iran was going through their revolution?
No, the revolution started It was the revolution when I was born, but it wasn't that much noticeable until I was the age 6-7.
Okay. But so do you think that
was the revolution?
The Iraq war was more like, on your life, it had more of an impact than the revolution?
Yeah. The war of, because with the revolution, I was a child and, you know.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know. But the war, I was a teenager. And I can see on TV and also a lot of, you know, neighbors, family, you know, friends, they lost their loved one, you know.
Did you lose anyone?
Yes, I lost my uncle and my cousin during the war.
Okay. Were they young?
Yeah, they were young. My uncle was 30 years old and my cousin was 22.
Okay. So what advice would you give to your teenage self, if you could? About how, like, now that you're older and have more wisdom, would anything you would say to her?
Appreciate life.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate life and then everything you have. Appreciate the family you have, the loved one. Appreciate, you know, of what you have.
Yeah, because you live far from your family now.
Yeah, I'm living far from my family, you know, here. And sometimes I'm missing them. But the situation is not that easy. I go every time, you know, every year, every month, you know, to go see. Because now I'm getting older, I appreciate more of my parents, what they did for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you become a parent, appreciate.
Appreciate.
Are there any positive memories or moments from your life that you feel have, like, shaped you into who you are today?
Yes, my family. The positive is my family. You know, that's my strength bone and who I am, you know. And my father was the very positive, sociable, ongoing person,
mm-hmm.
fun person. And always told me, you know, first of all, appreciate and thanks God for what you have. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of stuff you don't have. It's okay. But appreciate what you have in your life and cherish them. Because when you appreciate and cherish and thanks God, God gonna give you more.
Yeah.
Because some people, they don't have the what I have and they are suffering from it. And always my dad told me, the first thing you have to appreciate is my health.
Mm-hmm.
The God gave me healthy body, healthy mind, you know, and I'm in a good, you know, stage of my life.
What about with your immigration to America? Are there any moments that were positive that really solidified why you came here? Any moments where you were like, wow, like, this is why I came here. This is good.
You know, coming here, I believe it was my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never thought I'm going to come here and be immigrant in America.
You didn't dream of it when you were a kid?
No. I always dream of, you know, being with my family, live with my mom and dad, close to them, you know, with my relative, my cousin, you know, my family. Always dream of, you know, having the house and family
in Iran. Close.
Yeah, in Iran. And even in Tehran, mm-hmm. because I didn't want to be far away from my family. But when I met my husband, you know, and he was living here, and after our marriage, you know, we decided, you know, move here and immigrant here and live here. It was a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I'm a person, you know, I can see myself to go through the challenge.
Yeah.
I can do it, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm strong enough, I can change.
Yeah.
It was hard, of course, up to this point, this moment is hard to be away from your family, my country, you know, where I grew up. Because you see me, when I go back to Iran, I have memory from that land. Mm-hmm. I have memory from Tehran. I have memory with my family. And those are the memory I cherish and, you know, appreciate. But also, in the meanwhile, I make memory here too.
Yeah, because obviously...
Now, your kids here. Yeah, exactly. Here is my country because of my kids. I have my kids here. I have my family, my husband, and my kids are here. And this is my second home.
Yeah. And also, so your sister and brother live here now with your nephew.
Yes.
And your parents come here occasionally. Yes. So your family also comes here. Does that like help you with adapting?
Of course, it's helped me a lot, because when you are far away from the family and then from the place you born and you grow up, you're missing something. Even you have everything, but still deep down, you're missing something. You know, there is some days, you know, I feel like, you know, I wish I was there. Mm-hmm. I was close to my parents. Out. Yeah, I'm missing out. But now make it a lot easier, because my family and my mom and dad can come and go. I don't have that fear of not seeing them, because times pass by, time goes, and who knows, it's going to be the next time to see my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are one of your happiest memories? It could be recent, it can be when you first moved here.
Having my child, having my son. Yes, having my...
Not me?
Yeah, Castro, you know, my son and my daughter Nadia. That was my best happy memory.
Which one more, Kasra or me?
Both, doesn't matter, both.
But you
both.
Say, tell them about how you, when Kasra came at a time, a certain time.
You know, Kasra born in a time, you know, I was very lonely. I just came here. After a year, I got pregnant and having Kasra.
How old were you?
I was 21.
So you were very young.
Yeah, I was young. And it wasn't because of Kasra. Maybe I would go back again and then doesn't stay here. But because of Castro, and then he was like a glue to my marriage, mm-hmm. and staying here, living here. Mm-hmm. Because after Castro born, now I have to decide not only for myself and for my child too.
And you thought and that he could have a better future here?
Yeah, of course. Yes, that was the decision. We thought Castro's going to have a better future here because of the education system.
Are you
honestly
happy with your decision?
Education system in U.S., mm-hmm. it's worth it to try.
Yeah. Are you happy with your decision?
Yes, I am happy. I am happy. I raised a good son and good daughter.
Yeah.
Do you have any regrets about anything you've done?
There is not the regrets, but... I wish I continue my education and mm-hmm. go higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's obviously, what I regret, you know. Child, you know, having child a little bit stopped me, and then going back to work, and I was busy with the family, kids, work.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would finish and go to the top of my point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I finished college, but I wish I would go higher.
Yeah, so you went to college and got your bachelor's in accounting?
Yeah, accounting.
But business. You wish that you had gone even
for
higher.
Master and, you know, PhD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, when I'm looking back, maybe I could manage it. But, you know, sometimes...
You would have missed out on some out. Parts
yeah,
of...
Yeah. That's the other thing. And then also... Career, mm-hmm. you know, I had the chance of, you know, making better career choice for myself, but I have to give up, you know, you guys, you know, to let other people raise you, get nanny or put you guys in the school system mm-hmm. and daycare. And in somehow, I'm happy I didn't, you know, I choose you guys instead of the... Going through that route of giving up you guys, you know, I stay home and I became a stay-home mom with two kids, taking care of my family and raising them. I don't know, maybe, who knows.
You could still go get more education.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's of course.
And
but
you're really
that's
hopeful.
The thing. That's the
it's
thing.
Harder.
It gets harder. It gets harder. You know, I cannot deny that. It gets harder. It's doable, but it gets harder.
Yeah. So obviously you value education. So what are your hopes and wishes for me and Kasra about like what we're going to do with our lives?
My wishes is to make a choice in your life to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. I told you guys always what kind of the job or career or education you're going to get. If you're not happy, you're not happy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you guys health first. Second, you know, make a right choice for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not impress me or your dad or family and friends. Impress yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
always make reach right, your full potential.
Yeah. Use your full potential. You know, that's what I always told you. And I'm up for the higher education.
Yeah.
I want you guys have higher education. Know your career path, you know, after you graduate and find out what you are good at it. Go for it. Make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what kind of job, as long as it's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And make the best of it. Be the best of your what you can be.
Yeah, so, but obviously, you want us to at least get a master's.
Of course. I want you guys go to the master and PhD, finish it.
Yeah.
When you start something, I want you finish it. That's my regret from my life is not finishing it. I want you finish it. You go to school, go all the way, finish it. And then after that, make a choice. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, you know, in life, when you quit,
mm-hmm. it lowers your confidence.
Exactly. Lower your confidence. And always you look back deep down and say, oh my God, I wish I was doing that. And maybe by doing that, I would do this. I would do that. I want, you know, you guys finish it. Finish the education and then before 30.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, other things. I always told you and Castro, before 30, finish your education, and after that, enjoy your life.
Yeah, so you and Dad always say, like, work hard now so that when you're older, you'll be stress-free and happy.
Happy, yeah. Because I told you guys always, until age 18, you guys are a
kid.
18 to 22, you guys are young adult.
Mm-hmm.
After 22, you guys are adult. Mm-hmm. Actually 21 technically, but you are adult. And if you have a good path for your life and career, before 30 you can finish it up. Even your PhD, you can be a doctor, you can be the engineer or whatever major you have from 18 to 30. That means 12 more years
mm-hmm.
to finish it, whatever you want to be.
A long time.
It's 12 years, long time. And then after that, you know,
you can just
you can your have life. Your life. You yeah. can have your life and enjoy your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You obviously want grandchildren.
Of course, I want grandchildren, but I'm not going to raise them.
Yeah.
I'm going to love them and I'm going to see them, but I'm not going to raise them.
So you want us, after we get our education, is that when you're going to start saying,
yeah, oh. Of course, after the education, because now it's going to be the next step in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The first step is education. Second is your life, you know, family, children, work, money. Also work, you know, before that too, you have to work.
Mm-hmm.
But making career.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then having life.
As a recap, so Kasra just graduated college. He's 23. Are you talk about a little more about, because he's older,
mm-hmm.
what exactly do you want him to be doing right now? What is advice you have for him?
Okay, my advice is you graduate from UCI with a good GPA at age 23. You are done with your bachelor. First of all, that's not going to be a stop. Go for higher education. Fine. Now you have a tool, you have education, and you have degree. Go find yourself what you want to be
mm-hmm.
as far as the career. If the education you took during the college and university, that's going to help you to find the right degree you want to be in and happy and see yourself as the person, you know, to wake up every morning and to do that job,
mm-hmm.
go pursue that.
Yeah.
But in meanwhile, also go for higher education. Because when I was working, when you stop education, when you want to go to higher
jobs.
Position,
mm-hmm.
the question is going to come. Do you have a higher education? If you have a higher education, you can climb the ladder.
Yeah.
If not, it's going to stop you.
Mm-hmm. So you just want him to keep going.
Keep going, finish it up, you know, find it, you know, place, work,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can performance, you know, your best of yourself. And, you know.
Live your life.
Live your life.
So I'm in 10th grade right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not done with high school, but getting there. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for me? What do you want me to do?
You know, focus. Focus on your education. I'm not saying, you know, not having fun. You know me. I'll always want to have fun mm-hmm. too. But your priority is what? Your priority is education. And next to that is fun, having life, enjoy. And we are all human.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have, you know, life beside the education and work. I want you focus and then find the right college. It suits you, make you happy, and make you want to go there. Because mm-hmm. that's going to be your 4 years of your life. And then that 4 years is going to be your tough, but also fun mm-hmm. of your life.
Any colleges you want me to go to?
Honestly?
Yeah.
UCLA or Berkeley, you know, and...
Basic.
Yeah. I think you're going to get... I don't want you to go far away. I don't want you to go out of the state.
Yeah, because Casper only went 15 minutes away.
I want you to be close too.
So I'll report back to in a couple years about what college I'm going to, hopefully.
Hopefully. And, you know, and then be focused and finish your education, have your career, family, you know. Your kids, your life, enjoy. You know me, I always daydreaming about your wedding and everything, you know? That's the way the life is.
Yeah.
Be optimistic.
Mm-hmm. So, as a final thought, do you have any advice for our future grandchildren, our future, you know, nieces, nephews? Anything, consider how. What our political climate is right now, how it's going to change over time. Mm-hmm. What is some advice, considering the experiences you're experiencing now as a Middle Eastern woman in America, in Trump's America? Yeah. Any advice?
My advice, love each other.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind with each other. That's the whole thing. If you love each other, you respect each other. When you respect each other, you can be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then... help each other, you know. If you can help people, help. If you cannot help them, at least show your
gratitude, compassion.
Be compassionate, you know. Feel people, you mm-hmm. know, love people. Try to help them, you know.
Yeah.
You know, just loving each other, you know, respecting.
Hopefully that happens.
Hopefully. Well,
there's that. So say bye.
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 Bye. Okay.